Good afternoon, Devon and Cornwall Police.
Hello, it's Mrs. from Devon.
How can I help you, Mrs.?
Well, about 2 or 3 years ago, I had this company ring me up to say that somebody was trying to get into my computer.
Right.
And I needed to take out some security with them.
Right, okay.
Which I did. And they just rang me up yesterday saying that, well, I presume it was the same people, I don't know, saying that the company was disbanded now and they needed to send me some money back.
Right.
£140.
Have you given them any bank details?
Yes. Anyway, they did. I did that, and then my bank rang me to say, have you authorised a payment of £360 or something like that to a foreign place, you know? And I said, no. And they stopped that.
Right, okay.
Well, it wasn't very long after, these people rang me again and said that somebody in the office had been caught out trying to take money from my account, and they'd been arrested and all this here, and they would get them seen to anyway, and they would send me a cheque for the money they owed me. So I said, that's fine, you can send me a cheque. Well, when they sent me a cheque, it was for £1,000 on my email.
Right.
And they want me to send them £800 back.
Miss, don't entertain it. It's a scam.
They keep ringing me and I don't know what to do.
All right, just...
They say I'm going to bring the police here and FBI and arrest us all. I just want to know if I've done something wrong.
You've done absolutely nothing wrong. It's a scam. Okay, what's your postcode, please? Yeah.
I'm sorry, but it's just getting to me.
Don't apologise. What's your address there, please? Got it, okay.
No, they've locked my computer now, so I've taken it out to my computer man.
Right.
And he's going to try and get it all back from me. I went into my bank this morning, and they've cancelled all my cards.
Right, are they going to give you, they're changing your account number over, are they?
Yeah. And they said that that cheque they sent on email,
mm-hmm.
they wanted me to print it off, these people did, and take it into Western Union Bank
right.
and send them £800. I said, well, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to send you £800. Well, then they say, we'll put the police on you.
Yeah, no, it's a scam, and they're just trying to scare you to do things.
God, they are scaring me, I don't know. So I've done nothing wrong.
No, that's fine. Can I take your first name, please, Mrs.
Well, it's... But I'm called... Yeah.
Do you live alone at the property?
No, my husband.
Okay, do you mind me asking your age, please?
I'm...
Okay, it is a scam, okay?
So I've done nothing wrong.
You've done absolutely nothing wrong. No, you've forgive me for saying, but you've been the victim of a scam.
What? They just keep ringing, you see.
Because, to be perfectly honest, when you did it 2-3 years ago,
yeah,
that would have been a scam also.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well,
how much did you pay then?
I think it was about £80. When they said they owed me £140, I was like, I never right. paid £140. I'm sure it was £80.
The number they're calling you from, have you got it?
No, it just says international.
International.
But they did give me a number because I said, look, I can't call you back. I've not tried it. I'll tell you the number.
See.
It was...
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what that's for.
I don't know.
Okay. When you've spoken to it, what sort of accent have they got?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to get this passed through to one of your local offices and ask someone to pop out and have a chat with you, okay?
Yeah.
Right, but please rest assured you've done absolutely nothing wrong.
Well, that's right then, because I've got a lovely family here and I just...
I know it's upsetting, but you have done absolutely nothing wrong.
Okay.
All right, I can guarantee you that, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.